Let me point out, dear friends, some words of application. The title of this psalm tells us what the psalm is for and what it's about. The title implies that it teaches us about how to keep the Lord's Day, how to keep the Christian Sabbath. The Sabbath is part of the Ten Commandments, and we believe in all of the Ten Commandments. The Sabbath is a day devoted to praise God for who He is and what He has done for us. We do it publicly in our public worship and gathering, but also privately. It is a day to be, the Puritans would put it as the market day of the soul. It is where we are nourishing ourselves, feeding ourselves with the Word of God. We rejoice, we praise. Every other day, we could say, are sad days, bad days. But the Lord's Day is the Lord's Day. And as you think about the Lord, your mind and heart could be filled with praise for Him because He's worthy. And so we should sing. There's even a psalm for this Sabbath. It's telling us it's a day of singing, praising, rejoicing. And here the psalmist says, praise Him in the morning, praising Him in the evening, whenever you can, as much as possible. Life of a Christian is not like the beast of the field. It's not like the heathen. The life of the Christian is the life of rejoicing. Not because of ourselves, not because of our circumstances. When you look at that, it is a very sad, sad state. But we look to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We look to His glory, that our Lord sits gloriously. He's sovereign. We think about His faithfulness, His sovereignty over all things. And how the wicked, as they're described here, they will perish one day. We know that, as I've often said, we know the final chapter of the Bible. We know what happens. But, dear friends, let us always unite together, knowing that the Lord is with us in such days. Remember how we need to hear the Word of God. The preaching of the Word of God is so essential for us to be fed. And this is where it's talking about the fact that God's people, they are planted in the house of the Lord. They're like trees that they grow. What do we need? We need water. We need nourishing. And it's the preaching of the Word of God that causes His people to grow together. And so, dear friends, when we come together, let us be praying, Lord, feed me today. Feed me so that I might go out and glorify You in my life. So this day should be a glorious day, not a miserable day. But the best day of the week should be the Lord's Day. And we remember the One who has risen from the dead. We have a risen Savior, a live Savior. That's what we preach, and that's what we believe, and we know by experience. Truly, the Lord's Day is a blessed day. And so this psalm should instruct us, help us to know how should we spend the day. The Christian has a song to sing, the praises of our God. Well, may the Lord bless this psalm to our hearts. Amen.